走在伦敦的大街上，你会有怎样的心情呢？没有去过伦敦，我并不知晓，也许会觉得很新鲜，很激动吧。此刻的心情，终于周末了，觉得很开心。工作五天，因为学生，有时开心，有时生气，有时欣慰，有时烦恼。我在听歌学英语，心情才会是异常平静的。塞上耳麦，对着麦克风，外面的世界已经与我无关。而你还记得我吗？我是 Clemens， 喜欢在音乐中听取故事，品味生活的人。你是否和我一样呢？经典民歌 Streets of London 是英国歌手 Ralph McTell 1969年的作品，这首歌翻唱的人至少超过了200位，连我们熟知的张国荣也唱过这首歌。谱写这首歌的时候，歌手才24岁，是根据自己流浪多年的经历以及在伦敦卖唱民歌的感受而激发灵感的。写的是在伦敦街头的老人以及歌手对老人的悲悯情怀，苍凉的画面，忧郁的吉他声，安抚着无数落寞的心，一起来欣赏吧。
Seen the old man walking through the closed market, kicking at the papers with his worn out shoes. In his eyes, you see no pride, and headlessly by his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. Have you seen?Take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something that'll make you change your mind. And in the old night cafe at a quarter past 11, same old man sitting there on his arm, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. He still lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely. Take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something that'll make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the same old station? His memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. Thank you.
过后，欢迎回来伦敦街头 Street of London， 送给那些自怨自艾认为自己很孤独寂寞的人非常合适。不知道几十年后，若我们不再年轻，会有怎样的感悟呢？会不会像歌手唱的那样，当繁华落尽，等待我们的将会是什么？好了，先来了解一下歌词大意。
Kicking at the papers with his worn-out shoes.
Have you seen the old man working through the closed-down market, kicking up the papers with his worn-out shoes? 你可曾见过那么一个老人在市场打烊后，拖着他破烂了的鞋子，提着他丢弃的报纸 ？Closed down, 关闭、停业。比如说 ，It is midnight and we are now closing down. 时间已到午夜，本台现在停止广播。歌词中用到过去分词形式做定语，指已经打烊的市场 The closed down market. Kick, K-I-C-K, 用脚踢。 Kick up 本意为踢，引申含义为激起、引起。比如说 The truck can kick up a lot of dust. 卡车激起很多灰尘。 He felt his stomach started to kick up. 他感到他的胃开始不舒服了。Worn, W-O-R-N, 是 wear, 穿戴的过去分词。歌词中的 worn out 指穿破了的、破旧的。再比如说 The book is worn out and has ink stain on its cover. 这本书破旧了，封面上有墨渍。Worn out 还可以指人疲惫不堪的。比如说 I was worn out after a day of shopping. 逛了一天商店，我都累坏了。好了，来回顾一下歌词。Have you seen the old man working through the closed down market, kicking up the papers with his worn out shoes? 你可曾见过那么老的一个人在市场打烊后，拖着他破烂了的鞋子，提着他丢弃的报纸？
In the old night cafe at a quarter past 11.
How can you tell me you're lonely? 你怎么能告诉我你是孤独的呢？Lonely, L-O-N-E-L-Y, 孤独的、寂寞的。后面的歌词出现了 alone, 同样指孤独的。那么这两个词有什么区别呢？ Lonely 有浓厚的感情色调，只因缺少朋友、同情、友谊时所发生的一种悲伤的和忧郁的感情，通常做形容词。比如说 He felt very lonely when he left his family. 当他离开家以后，他感到非常孤独。Alone, A-L-O-N-E, 只是陈述一个客观事实，意思是独自一人，没有同伴或者助手，用作表语。比如说 He was alone in the house, 他独自一人待在屋子里。Each tea lasts an hour, and he was wanders home alone, 这是后面的歌词，意思是每一杯他都会喝一个小时，然后拖着孤独的脚步回家去。另外呢 ，alone 可以用作副词，表示独自的、单独的。比如说 ，My sister lives alone， 我姐姐只身独居。来体会一下这句话 ，I was alone but not lonely， 我虽单独一人，但是并不寂寞。Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirty her hair and clothes in rags?你可曾见过那年华不在的女子姗姗走过伦敦的街头，披着她肮脏的头发和破碎的衣服？我们都对 dirty 肮脏的不陌生。歌词中的 dirt D-I-R-T 为 dirty 的名词形式，意思是污垢、泥土、灰尘。比如说 The boy helped mother sweep the dirt away. 男孩帮助母亲清除尘土。Rag, R-A-G, 破布、碎屑。短语 in rags 表示破布、碎屑。回顾一下歌词 ，Dirty her hair and her clothes in rags， 披着她肮脏的头发和破碎的衣服。The same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. 还是那同一个老人独自坐在那儿，越过他茶杯的边缘，看着这个世界。On one's own, 固定短语表示单独、独自。You should do the homework on your own, 你应该独立完成作业。Rim, R-I-M, 边缘，比如说 She put a flower on the rim of the hat. 她在帽子边上放了一朵花。来回顾一下歌词 The same old man sitting there on his own 还是那同一个老人独自坐在那儿 Looking at the world over the rim of his teacup 越过他茶杯的边缘看着这个世界
I've seen the old man walking through the closed market Kicking at the papers with his worn out shoes In his eyes you see no pride and
真正的好音乐不只在于旋律有多美妙，歌手的嗓音有多好听，而在于这首歌给人们带来了多深的感悟和多大的安慰。 In our winter city, the rain cries little pity. 在这个城市的冬季，细雨呜咽出心酸的惋惜。 For a world which doesn't care, 为这毫不为此牵挂的世界。其实我倒不觉得细雨和这世界无关，多少人爱慕细雨的丝丝清凉和润物无声。 So how can you tell me you are lonely? 所以你怎么能告诉我你是孤独的呢？有一种孤独超越了对周围世界冷清的关注，而聚焦于自身心灵的独立，思想的独立。一个纯粹的人，睿智的人，是懂得安静下来寻觅自己内心的人。今天的节目你喜欢吗？我是 Candice， 我在听歌学英语。如果你想和我取得联系，可以通过新浪微博搜索 Candice 老师找到我。我们下期再见，拜拜。I'll show you something